I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1242, Left-Handed. You may or may not know this about yours truly, but I'm left-handed. We make up about 10% of the world's population, and the world was simply not made for us. Just consider all the right-handed gadgets, awkwardly designed desks, and cooking tools that fit comfortably only in your right hand. Left-handers have a higher risk of psychosis. That explains a lot about me, doesn't it? Left-handers have an increased risk of dyslexia and certain other mood disorders. But it's not all bad news for us southpaws. According to research published in the American Journal of Psychology, there's some evidence that left-handed people have the upper hand in at least one creative fact. They're better at divergent thinking, a method of idea generation that explores many possible solutions. Yeah, that's me too. And we like left-handed presidents. The lengthy list of left-handed leaders includes four of the last recent presidents: President Obama, President Bill Clinton, President George H.W. Bush, and President Gerald Ford, as well as past presidents like President Garfield and President Truman. And there's a rumor that Ronald Reagan was born a lefty, but stringent school teachers converted him to be a righty when he was young. And while there's some disadvantages for us lefties in sports, we can't play certain positions in baseball, for example. Actually, left-handers have the advantage in sports that involve two opponents facing each other, such as tennis or boxing or baseball. Famous lefties include Paul McCartney, Jimi Hendrix, Babe Ruth, Oprah Winfrey, Tom Cruise, Kurt Cobain, Angelina Jolie, Ben Franklin, Mark Twain, Jay Leno, Napoleon, Queen Victoria, and Leonardo da Vinci. Okay, but let's get to T2G. This podcast is about love, loving God with all we have, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving our neighbor who may not be exactly like us as we love ourselves, trying to understand what our neighbor goes through when we're not going through it. So if you're a righty, you probably don't think about the discrimination of us lefties. You probably don't notice that school desks have the armrest on the right side. The gear shift is on the left side. Pins at the bank are attached on the right side. Zipper flaps on pants block easy access from the left. If a lefty holds a glass measuring cup, what we see are the metric numbers. And mugs have beautiful designs if you're a right-hander. If a left-hander holds it, all we see is the back of the mug. If you swipe a credit card, you guessed it, it's on the right. Can openers, again, for right-handers. And yes, scissors too. The numbers on the keypad on your keyboard on your computer, yep, right side. And guitars are made for right-handers. Peelers don't work well for lefties. The most important buttons on a camera or anything else for that matter is on the right. And if a lefty holds a tape measure, the numbers are upside down. Okay. But you still haven't got to your T2G point, Pastor Tim. Well, I hope it's obvious. We all need to be more aware of the struggles other people have that we don't. We need to try to see the world through their eyes, understand the obstacles they face. Just because something's not a problem for you doesn't mean that others don't battle with it every single day in ways you're not even aware of. Scripture says, "Know this, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another." Here's the great question. Who is struggling in life in ways that you're not, but you need to be more loving and understanding toward them than you are right now? Let's pray. Lord, grant me the strength and wisdom to embrace those who face challenges beyond my understanding. Help me cultivate a loving heart, free from judgment and prejudice. May I listen with empathy and offer support without hesitation. May my actions be guided by compassion, seeking to uplift and comfort those who struggle. In their journey, may they find solace, understanding, and unfailing love. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1243. In the meantime, look, Everyone is dealing with something. It might be height or weight or money issues or job stress or education deficiency or racial prejudice, but everybody's dealing with something. And we're called to notice it, value it, understand it, and give grace. We're called to love all and love well, even those who are left-handed.